It has been 6.5 years since our Mac died suddenly on New Year's Eve 2012, just shy of his 9th birthday. We are always learning to live in new ways after our loss. We take it on as a part of life to discover how to carry Mac with us through life. As we entered the spring season of passages, including a funeral, a wedding, and a handful of graduations, I was surprised by my fatigue. I have learned enough over the years to recognize when something is calling for my attention. In some ways, I think my body and soul knew before my brain. When I woke up on the Saturday after we returned home from our final trip, I arrived at my desk with my coffee and read and prayed and wrote in my journal to tap into my feelings. But something was stirring. Instead of setting off with my Saturday to-do list, I sat quietly to allow room for my spirit to speak to me. After an hour or so, the tears began flowing and I couldn't turn them off. I let them come. I entered a familiar room, a room of longing, a room whose door I open and peer into every day. But this day, I allowed myself to fully enter and lament. Lament that Mac should have been at his grandfather's funeral to hear his dad preach a sermon that blew the doors off the church as he talked about how we live with death. Mac should have been at his cousin's wedding to dress up in a suit, complain about his leather shoes, and help us push his 100-year-old great-grandmother around in her wheelchair. Yes, he should have been with us. Mac should have been here to wish his childhood friend well on her high school graduation. They had loved playing in the backyard, collecting and burying random objects, and enjoying their own games. In the summer of 2012, Mac diligently hung a rope from our back deck with a small plastic bucket tied to the end. "It needs to stay there, Mom," he said to me earnestly, "in case she leaves me a note." It still dangles there, masked by a lilac tree. And so, this morning, I sat on the hot coals of longing and memory and let them burn. It hurt. I cried cleansing tears. Because although it had been 6.5 years and we have learned to rearrange life around the amputation of Mac from our lives, his absence is a gaping hole nothing can replace. Nor should it. I brewed another pot of coffee and gave myself time for the heat to subside and the grateful coolness to come. And when it comes, I have found the healing balm is to act. These actions take various forms, but this time I went to the store and bought some fun gifts and cards on Mac's behalf to send to his friends with a note about how much they meant to Mac. My heart bursts with joy when I hear back from them and learn how much Mac still means to them. The unwanted guest of grief is an ever-present shadow that demands our attention and acknowledgement. So be it. But we must also allow the love, memory, and joy of our loved ones to be celebrated and cherished, free from the shadows.